Open enrollment season is underway. We're getting tips on accessing affordable health insurance in these times. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's get an update on our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Dean Kinetter. Hi there, Dean.
Good morning, Kate.
And we're here to say now is your time to take action. Set your favorite programs up for success in 2022 with your gift during this year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Thank you so much. And today, make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. It'll take just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are off to a strong start this morning. Last hour, we heard from 13 new and returning donors to WPR. A big thank you to everyone who chipped in and gave. Our goal this hour is to get 20 gifts.
Help pay for the programs you rely on every day when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's worth taking a minute to talk about where all the money for the programs that you hear comes from. Federal and state tax dollars, which do come from listeners like you, provide important funding for these programs. However, voluntary listener contributions are actually the biggest piece of support for WPR.
Indeed. There is that caveat, a big one. You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We really can't say it enough. Thank you for being a WPR listener. And thank you to everyone who's already a member. It's that listener support, your support, that makes WPR an unparalleled resource in Wisconsin and beyond.
And because WPR is your radio home, support it now. Make the news, the discussions, the conversations that we have, the music possible with your first ever gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
December is a special time of year. We asked a few people, what are your year-end traditions?
One of my favorite December traditions is making Christmas cookies with my mom.
Well, every year, my friends and I like to indulge in one really cheesy Christmas Lifetime movie.
Make giving to Wisconsin Public Radio one of your year-end traditions. In return, you'll get programs that make you think, laugh, and start conversations all year long. Here's how.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on. And that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Giving to WPR is important. It's also really easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Yep, zip, zip. It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio this morning. And those few minutes, they fund your daily listening. Your support right now, it really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 50 minutes left this hour, plenty of time, and we're looking for 20 gifts, 20 more people to join in and support WPR. How about you? Be one of those people. Get us going this hour. Your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the morning show and all the other programs you rely on.
And how about choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month? Ask for yours now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now is also a great time to become a sustaining member. It is easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from a bank account or a credit card, and you'll always be current. Get started at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Maine Madison says, I give because WPR offers Wisconsin a unique, interesting, and intelligent option in radio programming available statewide. May, thank you so much. And let's hear from you now at WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support. We're talking about health insurance because deadlines are fast approaching. Premiums and deductibles are changing. The Great Resignation, you've heard about it. It's underway. Many folks between jobs. And it's sign-up time for federal health insurance plans through healthcare.gov. Did you recently lose your health coverage? What do you want to know about your options? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 for Conversation. Sadie Tischer is owner and independent health insurance broker at Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate, LLC. Sadie, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Well, let's start with the federal health marketplace first, healthcare.gov. Open enrollment underway for 2022 plans until mid-January. What are you seeing out there, Sadie?
Yes, we're in the middle of open enrollment. We are seeing a wide variation. There have been a lot of new plans entered by our existing qualified health plans, the insurance companies that offer plans. Several of them have offered a wide variety of plans. They've added to their offerings. So we're seeing a lot of changes there. We are seeing that people who need certain networks tend to be paying a little bit more. And then we're also seeing certain people get some significant relief. So it's been all over the board for 2022.
Sounds like a bit of a mixed bag there, because we've heard that there are the subsidies really kicking in. What are the subsidies and tax credits? What impact are those having?
Yes, the subsidies and tax credits are making an impact, particularly for people with what the marketplace considers higher income. That's people close to or over 400% of the federal poverty level. For a single person, that's about $51,000 a year. Those people pre-2021 did not get a tax credit, and they paid full price on the marketplace. So many of those people are now all of a sudden seeing a tax credit that helps make the insurance a bit more affordable for them per month. And then we're also seeing some very low-income people getting decent deals on the marketplace, low premiums. The deductibles have increased quite a bit. That's disappointing. So very much a mixed bag, Kate.
Well, if you see a lot of options before you and you need to narrow it down, how do you suggest we do that when we're shopping for plans?
The first thing we do as brokers is ask the person or the family what their required network is, what hospital system or doctor that they really want to make sure is in network. Because most of our plans on the marketplace are very, very narrow network. Many of the plans have only one hospital system in their network. So we want to make sure that people are getting access to the doctors. And when you're looking, be sure to be careful that your doctor is in whatever plan you're choosing.
Has narrow network, a narrower network, if you will, is that been pretty commonplace for these plans, or is that something new you're seeing?
No, it is. It's commonplace. A couple of the plans have actually increased their network slightly, so that's good news. But this has been pretty much status quo since the beginning, to have a pretty narrow network.
But if you land in the hospital and you've traveled to another state, what do you do? I mean, that issue must come up.
Well, the good news about that is that there is a upcoming federal law that requires qualified health plans, so these health insurance companies, to cover emergency care treatment at any hospital in the United States. We have not been seeing all insurance companies doing that. Many of them have essentially not been paying or not been paying the full bill when someone goes out of network. Some have, but several have not. So this new federal legislation is really going to protect a lot of people in that exact scenario.
Let's bring on a call now. Pat joining us from Ashland. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I just went on the marketplace a week ago because I've been out of pocket up until now. And even with my income, which doesn't top $24,000 a year, the out-of-pocket per month is small to none, but the what you have to pay until the plan kicks in is extremely high. There was even one plan, $6,000 that I would have to pay out of pocket until the plan kicked in. And then there was this high deductible. So I'm still out of pocket a couple thousand dollars. So how is that helping me?
Pat, thank you. Sadie.
Yes. So deductibles are increasing every year. That is very disappointing. Depending on income, and Pat, it sounds like you're right on the cusp. A silver plan would be most recommended for you. You'll get the most subsidy there. There's also a couple of tricks of the trade that brokers know about that you may want to contact an independent broker and get some assistance. Services are no cost for help enrolling. So it's a more complicated answer than I can give over the air. But generally speaking, deductibles are a little bit higher, but there are things you can do in how you submit your application that can potentially bump you down into a lower category. So you may want to take a look at that. But generally speaking, especially if you're choosing a bronze plan where there's no subsidy level for the deductible, deductibles are very high and out-of-pockets can be very high.
Sadie Tischer, health insurance broker in southeastern Wisconsin. What questions do you have about changes to your health plan, or what are you seeing out there in the marketplace? 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead on the Ideas Network. You are with us for the morning show as we get at all your pressing questions about healthcare coverage during open enrollment season. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's get a check on our year-end member drive that is underway at WPR. I'm here with Dean Kennetter. You make the Ideas Network programs possible when you give during this year-end member drive. Join in and support the programs you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate, let's also check in on our goal for this hour. We have about 40 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for 19 more people to join in. Join the WPR team. Help us hit this hourly goal. Your gift right now is really important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on and listen to every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It is such a joy to listen every day to what Kate and the team on the morning show put together. All day long, you hear multiple sides of an issue so you can make up your own mind. You get expert advice on things like insurance and the marketplace, which can be, frankly, pretty darn complicated. Together, we all keep up with the issues of the day, have a little fun, follow our curiosity, and learn.
There's really nothing else like this on the radio landscape. It's something really special, and your support is a vital part of what makes it all possible. The biggest piece of our funding pie is listener support. So give now during our year-end member drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the radio programs you count on.
Become a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Choose a monthly amount that works for you, and you set it up as an ongoing monthly gift from your bank account or credit card. That support goes to work creating the programming that you appreciate.
And your support will always be current. That means that month after month, you're making important programs available to all. So become a sustainer now. It feels really good with a gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, you could win an Etsy gift card when you donate any amount for the WPR programs you love. Five lucky winners will enjoy a custom and handmade gift shopping spree with $250 to spend at Etsy.com. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. Enter now with your gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ooh, love me some Etsy. I'm not able to win. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And let's take that $10 amount and break it down a little bit. Because a $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to just 33 cents a day. That is a serious value.
Indeed it is. Make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you will get so much in return.
When 19 more people join in the next 45 minutes or so, we will meet our goal for this hour. These goals are important. They help us stay on track, and we do it with your help. WPR is listener-powered. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is really important.
Shout out to Melinda in Maguanago, who says WPR is enjoyable and a great source of information. Melissa in Westboro says, we love listening to WPR every morning to get our day started. Well, if you get your day started with Wisconsin Public Radio, your gift right now fuels that every day. It's our caffeine at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. Now, finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing. Lots of details, right? And this open enrollment season brings change, especially as subsidies are bigger. Millions more people could get financial help on health coverage. Are you between jobs or losing your employer-sponsored plan? What questions do you have about COBRA or options on the federal health insurance marketplace? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Sadie Tischer is a health insurance broker and stays with us. Let's bring on a caller now. Matt is with us from Milwaukee. Hi, Matt. What is your situation?
So mine is more of a general comment. I'm 49 years old. I'm very healthy, work out every day, fit. You know, I've tried to go on to the healthcare. I have a small business. I've tried to go on the healthcare exchange and found that the only thing I can get is policies for over like $600 a month, $7,500 deductibles, you know, high copays. I can't even figure out who's in my, who would even be on my network. And, you know, I'm a tax accountant for a living. And so it's not hard for me to figure out the details, but to try to sift through all these plans and figure out who's my network is almost impossible. And because I do taxes for a living, I see people's healthcare, both W-2 employees and business owners, and healthcare's are escalating insanely out of control, 10-15% a year. Otherwise, if the actual premiums don't go up, they figure out different ways to get it. They raise the they raise the deductible and things like that. And so
Matt, what have you settled on then? I just want to bring it here so that Sadie can respond.
Well, there was a while I just went without insurance, and now I've joined newhealth.com, which is a healthcare co-op, and it's a lot more transparent. There's more clarity in what I'm paying for, and it may not be perfect, but at least I know that I can go just about anywhere, and they'll negotiate my bill for me. They'll handle
it better than what you've seen out there. Sadie, what is your feelings on these healthcare co-ops?
Yeah, healthcare co-ops, you just have to be careful because they do have many limitations. They technically don't need to pay anything because they don't have they're not regulated in any way, and their contracts have a lot of exclusions. So it may work for some people. You just want to be very careful. I've also found that for people who have medical conditions or elderly or disabled, that they end up costing more. So for someone like Matt, who's not going very often and he needs something just in case, or access to doctors and he's not worried about really catastrophic costs, it certainly could work. Just be really, really careful what the plan, what's not even really a plan, but what essentially the discount network that you're joining, the terms are, understand what is covered and what is not. So be careful. And Matt, you know, you are correct. Health insurance rates and the price of health care has been increasing exponentially since the 1980s, really. And we will not see any change in this unless people speak out and speak to their federal representatives to get enhanced options for people. So please, people, call your representatives,
Sadie,
if you want change.
Sadie, you mentioned pre-existing conditions. I just want a moment there to find out, what is it like right now for people who do have pre-existing conditions as they seek out a plan that works?
Absolutely. So on the federal marketplace on healthcare.gov and the off-market plans, the insurance companies that offer true full insurance, pre-existing condition limitations simply don't exist. They're guaranteed issue plans. Okay. For people who are going to a short-term plan or a co-op, like Matt was talking about, there are often limitations on what they cover, and they can reject people based on pre-existing conditions.
And I want to break here for a moment. We're talking health coverage with Wisconsin-based independent broker Sadie Tischer. Are you able to afford your medical bills now? Are you shopping for a plan? What questions do you have about whether your plan is skimpy or robust if you face a health crisis? Join in now, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Sadie Tischer here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking healthcare plans and how to get the best coverage at the best price. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's check in on our year-end member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Dean Kennetter. And this year-end member drive, let's take stock. Think about how much we've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs throughout 2021. And with 2022 around the corner, let's take action. Give the programs you rely on a strong start in the new year at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We also have a goal that we're working on this hour. We're looking for 17 more people to join in the next 25 minutes or so.
Okay.
Then we will meet that goal. We can do it. Mm-hmm. It's within reach, but we do it with your help. You need to get us started. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make that donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here this hour, we're getting at tricky issues and picking health insurance plan. And we have a broker who does this work every day. Tips, useful advice for your life. That is the mainstay on the Ideas Network. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
It's information that you can immediately benefit from, stuff that really helps you out in your everyday life. Insurance, something that affects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And these kind of conversations are listener supported. That means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the topics you tune in for possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make that gift.
And once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. WPR.
No way.
Yeah, yes way.
No, I don't believe it.
WPR is one place where this is true. True. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
You're right. It is true on WPR. It is hard to buy a lot for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. That works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or by calling us on the phone at 888-202-2552.
I would say that if you really enjoy public radio and you listen to it even occasionally, if it does something to enlighten you on a certain point of view, then that is value. It's valuable. But nothing in life that is of value is truly free. Being a sustaining member, even if you just donate a small amount each month, you know, what it would cost you for a cup of coffee is really, really worth it if you believe in what they're doing. And I do. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Join John. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you love. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Dean Kinetter. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is set at $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we absolutely count on your gift.
I want to check in on our goal again, Kate. We're looking for 17 more people to support WPR programs in the next 20 minutes or so, and we will meet that goal. Help us out with that. WPR is listener supported. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And how about choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month? Alliant Energy is partnering with us, and they'll match every dollar raised through the food bank thank you gift up to $5,000. Ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What is your reason for donating to Wisconsin Public Radio? Well, we heard from Connie in Plymouth, who says WPR has great content, honest reporting, wonderful discoveries. And Tom and Keel said WPR is great radio. We've listened for almost 50 years. That is awesome stuff to hear, Kate.
Half century strong. Your gift right now, so important, so vital at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. Now we're talking about health insurance premiums and the situation you're in. New analysis from Kaiser says a majority of the 27 million people who remained uninsured last year are eligible for financial help for coverage through Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program or the federal marketplace, as we've been talking about, healthcare.gov. Still time for your health insurance issues, what you're running into, 800-642-1234. Sadie Tischer with us, a health insurance broker. Sadie, it is the great resignation. So many people quitting their jobs these days, millions of Americans in this situation. If you are that someone looking to leave your job, what insurance things should you be thinking about?
You should be getting some information about what COBRA will cost when you leave your job and using that information to compare what's available to you either on the marketplace or potentially if you might be eligible for Medicaid. A lot of people I'm noticing are taking COBRA because that's what they're comfortable with. That's the insurance they've had through their employer, and that's what they think their best option is. And that's often not the case. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. So get information before you leave and before you take COBRA, because once you take it, you don't get a special enrollment period to go into the marketplace. So find your options before you make a choice.
COBRA, an acronym I do not know off the top of my head, but we've heard in the past COBRA is expensive. What if your gap between when your new health insurance starts is fairly small? What should you be looking with timing on all this?
Yes, COBRA can be very expensive because you're paying 100% of the premium, unlike on the marketplace where you may get subsidies. So if you have a small gap, you might want to consider a short-term plan. We're in the open enrollment right now, so you can certainly get a full insurance plan for January 1st. But if you have maybe half a month, the best option might be a short-term plan. It won't get you regular care, but at least it would protect you from catastrophic.
Talking about COVID here for a moment, we are seeing large companies who've considered raising their employer or their insurance premiums for unvaccinated workers. Delta Airlines, one example of that, charging its unvaccinated employees an extra $200 a month. What are your thoughts on this policy?
I'm not surprised by it. It's been a common practice in insurance for employers and insurance companies. Sometimes employers choose it, sometimes insurance companies choose it, to charge a surcharge for people who use tobacco. So to me, this is a very similar charge. COVID poses significant health risks, and they're making sure that people who are taking those risks are potentially contributing more towards the plan. So I think we'll start to see more of it, especially in such customer-facing positions like airlines, when you have flight attendants in close contact with customers. I would also suspect we're going to see a lot more of it in healthcare as well.
I was going to say, could this be something that insurance companies adopt? Do you see this policy having legs?
I do. I don't know how quickly it would be adopted. Insurance regulations and insurance companies move incredibly slowly. Insurance companies in the background are setting their rates almost a year in advance and their policies. So I can't imagine we would see anything before 2024, would be my guess.
Earlier, you talked about writing your lawmakers, that there is this outrage that health insurance costs so much, that health care costs so much in America. What is broken about this system, Sadie, in your view, as a broker working on plans every day?
Yes, I find that there is a perverse incentive between insurance companies and providers to keep costs high. One of the provisions of the Affordable Care Act at the time was a half good idea, and it's called the 80-20 rule. So insurance companies must spend 80% of the premiums they collect on claims, so medical costs, and then they get 20% for administration profits, whatnot. Well, insurance companies and hospitals have simply figured out together that if they raise the 80%, their 20% raises as well. And it works great for the hospital systems because they get paid more. So we're seeing no price controls whatsoever in any stage of the healthcare system because they can charge more and they're doing it together, in my opinion.
How would you stop a system like that if you have these entities all working together to adjust this 80-20 rule?
That is the million-dollar question, Kate. I think that with additional regulations, there are always ways to get around it. The 80-20 rule showed that to us. So my thought is that long-term, single payer is our only way forward.
We're talking with Sadie Tischer, who is owner and independent health insurance broker at Wisconsin Health Insurance Advocate. You can join in on what you see as you look at health insurance plans and what options might you or your family be available for. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Sadie, I mentioned family there, and under current law, kids can stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26 years old. Is that always the best option?
It is often not the best option, Kate. It depends on the family's financial situation. If they are on an employer-based plan and it's a generous plan where the employee doesn't pay much for their family, often, yes, it makes sense. But for people buying insurance on their own, small business owners, independent people, families out there who just don't have access to employer-based insurance. Oftentimes, a younger person, especially if they have lower income, can get a significant subsidy on the marketplace going on their own if their parents are not going to claim them as dependents. So oftentimes, what we will do as brokers is divide those out, quote both, and see what financially is best for that family and make recommendations based on that.
Oh, that's really interesting then, because a younger person who is shopping on the federal marketplace for plans is in their early to mid-20s, that they would probably have better coverage bargains than someone who's in their 50s or older.
And so much of it is dependent on income. So often what's happening is the family together combined income makes it so they don't get much of a subsidy. Yeah. But the 24-year-old just out of college, maybe working at a small business or part-time who doesn't have access to other insurance, their income does tend to be lower because they're just starting their careers out. So they can often get a significant subsidy.
Obviously, what we're hearing here, a lot of different plans out there. Some plans are more flexible than others. Some plans look like great deals, but are actually pretty skimpy on coverage. What are those common pitfalls you see in purchasing health insurance premiums? What are those pitfalls out there for people who aren't brokers, who aren't doing this each day?
Yes, I would say the number one pitfall that I see of people choosing on their own is that they see all these high deductible plans and assume that they are all the same. And there is a difference because some plans offer co-pays before the deductible to see your doctors. So most people will end up only seeing a doctor, not getting a procedure done or a hospital stay. And if someone is choosing a plan with a high deductible where the deductible applies to all services and applies to their doctor visits, they can end up spending quite a bit more out of pocket than people who choose the plans where even though there's a high deductible for hospital stays or procedures or lab work, they might have co-pays to see their doctor. So at least they can go see their primary care doctor when they're sick or getting sick for maybe a $60 co-pay instead of having to meet their whole deductible.
So really watch for those high deductible plans. What do you see going on in the area of health savings accounts? Where are you at there?
Sure. So a health savings account, HSA, is tied to what's called a high deductible health plan, HDHP. And those plans are plans that cover nothing before the deductible is met. So all services have a copay, or excuse me, have a bill. You would receive a bill up to the full negotiated amount, doctor's visits. The only exception is they do cover preventive care for $0. So be careful when choosing an HSA because it really is more minimal coverage. And the reason people choose an HSA plan is for the tax benefits. So you can put money into your own HSA account at the bank, wherever you bank, if you have bought a qualified HSA plan, if and only if. So if you're going to be choosing an HSA plan, be sure you're doing it for the tax purposes and that you're actually contributing to that HSA. Otherwise, I would say steer clear.
Let's land on a broker. How can someone find a broker and what is your role?
Yes, so there are many resources to find a broker. You can go to localhelp.marketplace.gov and you can enter your zip code and then brokers who are certified in the federal marketplace will populate for you. Covering Wisconsin also is the Navigator Network for the state of Wisconsin. They have a listing of brokers. And then very nicely, they also have in that broker listing brokers who work with all health plans in a given area or county. So those are great resources to find a broker. Our role is to help people navigate the marketplace. And the difference with a broker versus a nonprofit navigator certified application counselor is that we can actually give advice and recommendations based on what we see, the plans, our knowledge of the plans, our recommendations. We all do trainings with each of the plans every year. We go through a training and we service our plans throughout the year. So we also have a lot of information about what customer service has been like, claims. So we help people navigate their way through from the beginning of the application through the enrollment. And then we do provide support throughout the year if there are problems or questions with the plan. And our services are no cost.
Sadie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Sadie Tischer, owner and an independent broker, as we've just been talking about, with Wisconsin health insurance advocate based in Wauwatosa. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show, and it is the year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter, and this year-end member drive, it is your chance to support the programs that you count on every day here on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch, that keep you informed, inspired. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and we look toward 2022.
We have just about 5 minutes left this hour, and we're still looking for a few more people to join in to help us reach our goal this hour of 20 gifts. We're getting there. We need just a little more help to get us over the top. How about you join in, join the WPR team, and help us reach that goal? When you give, you fund The Morning Show and all the other WPR programs you count on. Make a gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've been absorbing helpful tips and advice in navigating health coverage, health insurance, having an expert talk us through this life issue. That is valuable, and it could save someone listening time and money. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
And it's something that you really can't find elsewhere on the radio. And that's because these programs are listener supported. Your donations make it happen at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make these topics and these conversations possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make a gift.
And this drive, Alliant Energy is partnering with WPR to help provide hunger relief in Wisconsin. They'll match every meal raised through the food bank thank you gifts up to $5,000 worth of meals.
Wow, that is a really cool opportunity. That means your thank you gift will provide an additional 25 or 50 meals to families in your area. You can ask for yours now when you give $10 or $20 a month. Thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and the WPR programs you love. You can do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I especially like the talk shows. Just having a host and a guest isn't good enough for me. I really like the interaction, and I have called in, but very rarely. I just enjoy hearing other people call in and share information. It's a wonderful source of news for me. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Barbara, thank you for being part of the conversation. Join Barbara at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe you set your gift at $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Still time to join the Morning Show and WPR team and help us reach our goal. We have just a few minutes left. Help us get to that 20 goal gift for this hour. That gift supports the programs you enjoy and rely on each and every day.
At WPR, we have a core group of supporters who continue to give and give and give generously. They're willingly contributing because they depend on this vital resource. And maybe you rely on WPR this way, and for whatever reason, you just haven't given yet.
Well, we're here to tell you that WPR relies on new donors like you to grow and to keep these high-quality programs on the air. If you've been thinking about it, now's the time. Today is your day. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month or any amount you choose, that's all it takes.
Indeed. And now is a really great time to become a sustainer. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Get started now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We'll say it one more time. Your gift is powerful. You are important. You make Wisconsin Public Radio happen for the whole community. You can make a gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thanks.